AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
This is Rock and Roll Football.
Rock and Roll Football
on Absolute Radio.
Hello and welcome to Rock and Roll Pod. Hello and welcome to the...
Leave that in. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Podcast.
What a flipping idiot.
Absolute moron. We've had a long afternoon, mate. We have. Don't beat yourself up about it.
But that is just the start of the bonus content.
Oh, bonus content.
And now, you remember last week we promised you bonus content.
Yeah. Bonus was a busy industrial town. People worked in coal mining, making salt, producing pottery. Its location by the Forth River made an important port during the Industrial Revolution. However, since the late 1900s, many industries have closed. The coal mine shut down in 1982. So Bowness isn't a great place to be now, by the sounds of it.
Well, but we're a post-industrial island anyway.
That's true.
That could be Nottinghamshire. That could be the steel mining places in Wales.
You know what? There's still an ironworks there. There's a timber yard / sawmill. So things are looking up.
Things are on the up. How quickly?
Things are on the up for Bowness.
It turned around just in the last 5 seconds. It's gone from the pits of despair to actually it's a thriving industrial heartland.
It's home to a museum of Scottish railways and a local motor museum. So it sounds like it's actually got a few things
still
going.
It's happening in Bowness.
It's not completely shut down. That's good to see. There's your bonus content
for this week. get in touch with us at R&R Football if you live in Bowness. Please, if you have any facts about Bowness, because we would like to.
This is going to be a regular feature.
Yeah, we've really got Bowness to eke this out. With the greatest respect to Bowness.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
It's not like it's Glasgow where there's tons of stuff.
No, exactly. That's what I'm looking at. The Wikipedia is slim pickings, really. So yeah, please get in touch.
Get in touch, but. Aside from the bonus content,
what's coming up today? Christmas party chat, obviously.
The Christmas party gossip.
Festive levels. We even played some Lancashire Hot Pots at one point. Will that be allowed in the podcast? Probably not. So, forget I said that.
But we talk about food. We talk about
Lancashire
Hot Pots.
We talk about chippy teas again.
There's a lot of food.
There's a lot of
but
batter.
It's that time of year. Yes, this is a batter heavy show.
We're powered by batter. That's not all we eat. Because we do eat vegetables in the week.
But that's true. When things are sponsored now, it's like powered.
Yes, it's true.
Powered by Barclay Card.
Yeah, by Gatorade. Yeah.
Powered by Batter. Yeah. Rock and Roll Football with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson. Powered by Batter. Do an ad read for Batter.
It's good, I like it. Yeah.
Thanks to our friends at Batter. You can now be crunchy on the outside, fluffy on the middle.
Yeah, they're like the Potato Council or something. It's just the Batter Corporation. They just the big batter money. We're getting a bit of it. And bat time.
Bit of that big batter.
Big batter. We're in bed with them. And as long as it's deep fried, we're happy. I have it as a pancake as well. Batter. It's quite versatile.
That's true. Yorkshire pudding.
Yes.
So it can be baked and fried.
Much you can do. Make batter part of your daily routine.
Enjoy the show.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Dyson, loving the Christmas vibes.
It's great, isn't it? Yeah, festive rock and roll football.
You feeling festive?
Yes, 100%. I'm there. Are
100%?
You there? 100% festive.
Wow.
Yeah, there's no room left.
Wow.
I'm already at peak festiveness.
Text us on 8-12-15. What percentage are you at?
What's your rating? Because I think in hindsight, I may have gone too high because I've not left anything there for like the Christmas week, have I really, to say I'm 100%.
Well, I guess this is football, so you could get to 110%.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I'll be 110% by Christmas Eve.
Percentage.
Exactly, yeah.
Text on 8-12-15. What percentage
are you
at festive wise?
You must be a good 80.
Good 80-90.
Yeah, you always are though.
You know, your 80s, your 90s, feeling festive this time of year. Yeah, he's feeling pretty festive this week.
Yeah.
I think he's done well with the Christmas tunes.
Yeah.
You know, he's watching the Christmas films, they're bobbing about in midweek, you know. Don't know what I'm talking about. Gone full Stuart Pearce.
I love it,
yeah. I'm feeling pretty festive,
and
you know.
Analysis of your own festiveness by Stuart Pearce there, nice.
Well, on the family WhatsApp this morning, people were asking, what
out of 10 how festive. I would say 8 or 9. So as a percentage, I'd say 8 to 90.
Yeah. I'm staying at
90, I would say.
Once you're at 100, it's hard to maintain that level right the way through till the big day, but I'll do it.
But you've got to make the effort with it. You've got to listen to Christmas songs on the way to
when you
work
can feel it waning, put Channel 5 on in the middle of the day. There's always a Christmas film on, you know. Listen to Magic Christmas. Just there little tricks so you can never drop below 90.
That's so good.
It is possible. Eat a mince pie. You know, there's loads of stuff you can do.
That's really good. Just stuff your face.
Yeah, that's one of the best things. Yeah,
mince pies, Christmas pud.
Yes, yeah,
and
100%,
brandy. Just lots of brandy. Yeah. Well, this is a football show, and here to preview today's red-hot Premier League and, I'm guessing, wider action.
Yes.
It's Matt Dyson.
Mo Salah, running down the bus, thrown under the bus. Should have really been slotted under the bus, really.
Lovely.
It's not even that violent an act to just put him on the bench. He's not been dropped from the squad. Just slotted under the bus by Arna would have sufficed.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah, but why give the exclusive to Norwegian TV as well in that mysterious mixed zone after match press scrum? He would have sold that story to the tabloids in the good/bad old days, not waste it on an obscure European media outlet who haven't had a story that big since John Arne Riise told them he once ate Brunost brown cheese with Lars Bohinen after a Dugmad voluntary cleanup party.
This is like
these
90s...
are Norwegian things.
Yeah. I know, this is like 90s tabloid. If you were doing this about the Germans, you'd be cancelled.
Poor Mo posting a picture of himself on his Instagram training alone at the gym like Sandra Dee after being jilted by Danny Zuko in Greece because he was left out of the Champions League squad for shooting his mouth off. Poor little Mo, nowhere to go. Little Mo Peep has lost his sheep and doesn't know where to find them. But peace talks took place yesterday and he's back in the squad, but we've just heard he's still on the bench. Don't mess with the slot machine. Love it. So yeah, Liverpool are one of only 2 3 o'clock kickoffs for us this afternoon after a week dominated by Little Mo and a cheeky 1-0 win at the Giuseppe Meazza Stadium in Milan. They're back at Anfield to play Brighton. The Seagulls take on the Liverbirds in a mid-table face-off of our feathered friends. Everton, meanwhile, are in fine form. Sweet toffee, sticky, from the Hill Dickey, with 4 wins in their last 5. They're up to 7th in the Premier League table, 1 point ahead of their struggling Merseyside rivals. Moyes really is back in town. After ripping Forest apart last weekend with Dewsbury Hall falling over all game at the slightest touch, the player named after a rural day spa or a National Trust property may find it harder going against 5th place Chelsea today. We shall find out in all of today's threes on Rock and Roll Football.
Oh, Dyson, phenomenal. And Mo Salah catching strays from Dyson.
Yeah, I'm not holding back, man. I'm 100% Christmas and I'm 100% anti-Salah.
Annie McDermott in Giffnock says she's feeling 40 to 50% Christmas.
Really? I suppose that's a sensible level for this time in December. I've just had 2 Ferrero Rocher, so I mean, if I wasn't 100%, I really would be now. They were my first Rocher of the season.
Okay, they've got nuts in, so
yeah,
sadly I can't have them.
So I won't breathe too closely to you.
That's all right, just don't
but
kiss me.
Angela Barnes
not on the mouth.
Did her world record attempt earlier on John's show, and she didn't manage to eat, 10 in a minute she tried? Didn't get there.
And how many did she manage?
3. Was it 3? It's worth watching.
You've
the
just
video.
Done 2 in about 5 seconds.
We
entered the wrong competitor. Entering you's not fair, though, is it? You're like the Ivan Drago.
It's not a level playing
for her, Russia.
Because I thought she was going to do it, but then it takes a while to do the unwrapping, and then they're quite cloying in the mouth, aren't they? And hot. You were saying you've got to do the Bevo technique. You just got to swallow it.
Yeah, Bevo's a notorious online.
Yeah, swallow them whole.
Person.
Yeah, well, he used to be, didn't he? He used to just swallow Sunday dinners, didn't he? Strange.
It cannot be good for your gizzards.
No, it can't be. No, no.
I mean, his large intestine must be.
Oh, it's just must be massive.
State.
It must be bigger than most people. With whole bits of food in there. Bizarre.
It's not good for you. Chew your food.
But you should have a look. Watch the video of Angela attempting the world record on the Instagram page of Absolute Radio. It's well worth a look.
Let us know how Christmassy you're feeling as a percentage or as a score out of 10. I would say I'm at 90% most of the year.
You are, yes.
That I carry Christmas in my heart. You coming in at 100, really, has just blown me out of the water.
I was mad. I mean, I think my head had gone, to be honest. I mean, realistically, I'm probably more like 70. But, you know.
Well, that's a big difference.
I know, yeah.
We've had a recount here. What?
I said 100% casually. I wasn't expecting you to hold it against me.
No. You said 100. We need proof. I felt festive. I was in Amsterdam this week.
Oh, yeah.
For two nights.
You went to the Utrecht game.
Went to Utrecht away.
Unbelievable.
To watch Nottingham Forest win our first away game in Europe for 30 years.
Yeah, what a moment. Reds on tour.
It was great.
Igor Jesus comes straight off the bench, scores the winner. Lovely
Danny
to see.
Utrecht.
How was Utrecht?
It was nice. I stayed in Amsterdam for two nights.
Yeah, all right, okay, yeah.
Had a couple of beers with some of the old legends, Frank Clark and Colin Barrett.
Gary Birtles, Paul Hart. I'd love to go on holiday with Gary Birtles. Oh, what
it's a great experience. Everyone should get the chance to go on holiday with Gary Birtles.
They should be.
You know, he's a national figure.
Yeah. Give it away as a prize. It should be like those Omaze draws on telly that you enter. Don't win a house. You can win a holiday with Gary Birtles.
Nothing compares to a Gary Birtles holiday. Where are you right now, Dyson?
Yeah, realistically, I've dropped back down to 70, but then the Ferrero Rocher picked it up to 75. I'm currently about 75. I'll give you updates throughout the show as to my levels change.
Billy says 90%, and he's working right up to the big day. It's on Christmas Eve. He's going to the local with the best covers band in the county.
Oh, wow.
Who are they?
We do not know. He's not telling us.
Scott says zero. Tomek says big fat zero at the moment for me, I'm afraid. Your device getting activated has been my only up in months.
Wow. Okay, yeah. That's good.
Even I can't get it up, mate. So, you know. I'm having treatment for that and all. Yeah. Text us on 8-12-15. As a percentage, how Christmassy are you feeling? Thursday, I was in Holland.
Amazing.
Can you say Holland anymore? The Netherlands.
The Netherlands is what you
very
should
90s
say
of
me. Yeah, it's offensive
the Netherlands.
To call it Holland, I think, yeah. But
went to this pub in Amsterdam, yeah. And the barmaid, which you find out we're from Nottingham, just started playing loads of Forest fans on the speakers.
Oh, really?
Middle of the afternoon. Whole World in Our Hands by Paper Lace.
So just
Depeche
playing,
Mode.
Wow, she's just on a whole playlist.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
prepared.
She was like,
amazing.
You said you're from I put Nottingham Forest into Spotify, and this is Welsh Bleach.
Oh, my Lord, that's amazing.
She was from Stoke. that's what they sound
hospitality,
like.
Hospitality, yeah. What a
great
lovely trip.
Amstel. Oh, the Amstel tastes lovely over there.
Oh, different over there, isn't it? Yeah,
tastes
Oh, the Heineken tastes better, and it's from Amsterdam, yeah.
You do feel sophisticated, even when you go in there just for a football match. Ah, just over in the Netherlands for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Having a boiled egg and some Heineken.
Yeah.
I'm so European.
Did you have any chips and mayo while you were there? I know you're against the idea, but you must have indulged.
I'm against the mayo. I had some chips and ketchup.
Really? Yeah, you didn't dabble in the mayonnaise. That's sad
did not.
To see.
Did not.
Well, you had a much better Thursday than me. I had to take the day off work. Just.
Serious?
No, just so I could go and see my son in a nativity at school, right? All he did, he was at the back singing, back row singing, and then for about 30 seconds, he came to the front and played the xylophone for 30 seconds during Little Donkey. And I had to miss a whole show just for that. But it was great. You can't put a price on memories like that.
Well, I was going to say, you don't sound that proud.
No, I was proud. He's amazing. He was amazing at it. But it's just that, you know, it's really... I don't know if I had to take a whole day off just to see 30 seconds of xylophone playing. But
do you feel like he should have had a bigger role then? Are you frustrated at his career development?
No, they should put it on at a better time of day. They shouldn't put it on at 8:30. That's what I'm thinking. It's about the schedule.
What, in the morning?
Yeah, 8:30 in the morning. So, you know, still doing
evening do
exactly. It should be mid-afternoon/evening. You know, that's it's gone mad, hasn't it? So yeah, but that raised my Christmas levels. So that's why I was around the 100%.
So. Okay, so you were annoyed
but
about having
very,
to work.
A very different Thursday to yours, unfortunately.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. But in our own way, you know, I had to take time off work.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, in a way, is watching Forest in Utrecht with club legends drinking beer all day
exactly.
In a great European city. Isn't that basically the same as being underwhelmed by your own flesh and blood?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, there was only one story this week in football, and it's all happening at Liverpool with Mo Salah and that press conference.
Again, it's how I see it now. It's like you throw him under the bus because he's a problem in the team now. But I don't think I'm the problem. I have done so much for this club to get the respect I want to get. And I don't have to go every day fighting for my position because I earn it. People will say, you're not bigger than... I'm not bigger than anyone. I earn my position. This is football.
Yeah, I'm not the problem, but I do just want to say in an unprecedented on-the-record interview, I should have started.
I should start every game for the rest of my career because I did well for a while.
But I'm not the problem.
I never have to prove
that
myself
bloke in there.
Ever again.
Have a word with him. Jamie Carragher, club legend, was not happy.
I thought it was a disgrace what he did after the game. some people have painted it as an emotional outburst. I don't think it was. I think whenever Mo Salah stops in a mix zone, which he's done 4 times in 8 years at Liverpool, it's choreographed with him and his agent to cause maximum damage and strengthen his own position.
He's so astute. And I love the fact that he's even doing punditry. It's only happened 4 times. I bet he could say it every time it's happened. Look, his position in the mix zone, he's gone wide. He never goes wide in the mix zone.
Yeah, he should always miss it out completely. Yeah, I agree with Cara. I don't think he should have apologised at all for what he said. But they've had peace talks and he's back in the squad now, so it's all sort of blown over by the looks of it.
It has. Last week we featured this guy who does Christmas songs as football chants. He's at it again. Now, ahead of the Newcastle-Sunderland derby, a Sunderland fan, was approached by the police this week. This is incredible.
On his Ring doorbell.
Hello, is that Thomas?
Hi, it is me, hi.
Thomas, it's just the police. Are you in at the minute? Are you out and about?
No, mate, I'm out drafting. What's up?
Oh, it's nothing to stress about. All it is Thomas, because the derby's coming up next Sunday. I've been tasked this morning to go around just to say to people, like, not to go if you're on a ban. We can't stop you going on Sunday, but just advise you not to go.
I'm going anyway, mate. I've got a ticket.
Are you going?
Aye, so all you got to do is just man Marcus, don't you? Make sure I behave.
How are you getting there? On bus or on the...
I can't disclose that with you.
It's amazing that Ring doorbells give us this insight into what the point of view of being a football hooligan. Having had a banning order, that's what happens. Who knew? I didn't know that.
Also, I mean, excuse what he will have done in the past. A very chirpy football hooligan.
He seems quite happy.
I can't disclose that.
Oh, no. And it's like as if they're going to go, we'd rather you didn't go. Well, tough, I'm going. As if any of the hooligans are going to, oh, well, if you say so, I won't go. I'll stay at home, officer. Yeah, of course.
We're just politely saying that you will be tasered. Well, I'm not going to tell you where I am, isn't it? Some full times in the Championship, Dyson.
Yes, all 2-1s in the early kickoff in the Championship. Norwich beat Southampton, Preston North End won away at Oxford United, and Stoke beat Swansea.
And so in the WSL...
Yeah, that finished a while ago, yeah. That was a win for Arsenal, 3-1 at Everton. Yeah, that was a 12 o'clock kickoff.
And big news in the Women's FA Cup, Nottingham Forest have beaten Wolverhampton 2-1 away in the third round. Nottingham Forest winning through to the fourth round of the Women's FA Cup. Great week for Nottingham Forest.
Yes, what a week it's been. Yeah, lovely.
How Christmassy are you feeling? Text us on 8-12-15. I would say I'm at 90%. Dyson has oscillated between 170.
It's a fluid beat. My Christmas levels.
Your belly.
Yeah, and my belly. So, yeah, I was 100 earlier, now down to 75, but, you know, there's room for that to increase across the course of the show.
Fluid Beast is a great nickname.
It is a good nickname.
It's the sort of thing you'd have on the back of a shirt during Freshers Week.
On a stag do, yeah.
There he is, old Fluid Beast.
I might adopt that going forward.
Fluid Beast. Because it could mean anything, really. Yeah. It could mean that you're flexible.
Yes.
That you like drink.
I drink a lot, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But not just alcohol, it could just be the guy loves taking on fluid.
He does, he takes on fluids, yeah. Lubrication, yes, yeah. He loves a bit of fluid.
Okay, let's be careful.
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Start managing your data, not your infrastructure. Unified, simple, secure. Welcome to Data Done Right, only with the Pure Storage platform. Get started at purestorage.com.
Kicking you into shape, it's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Big goal in the Premier League,
yes,
Dyson.
Huge. Liverpool with Mo Salah on the bench, 1-0 up after 1 minute. Hugo Ekitike has scored. They're beating Brighton 1-0. In the Championship, Hull City have scored an early goal as well. They're 1-0 up at Millwall.
Mo Salah needing peace talks with his gaffer Arne Slot earlier in the week that haven't seemed to be fully resumed yet.
Actually, I mean, I don't think that's not really giving him what he wanted to leave him on the bench.
But that's the problem with peace talks.
I like it.
You don't always get what you want.
I think Klopp is asserting him. Not Klopp. Slot is asserting himself a bit, saying, "Yeah, we'll take on board. You shouldn't have done what you did, but you're not going back in the first team. I accept your apology. You're still on the bench. Deal with it."
When was the last time you needed peace talks
peace
in your
talks.
Life?
Well, mate, I had to have peace talks with my middle daughter, my middle child, Maggie, this week. I had to have peace talks because I dropped the ball in a big way. Her school were doing this panto trip, right, for people who had 100% attendance during the week. And they said, "We've got tickets for the panto. Everyone can go." Well, they didn't say that, but. And they said, "Pay by the 12th of December. Pay by the 12th of December. They can all go as a treat." I got to the 12th of December, said, "How can I pay?" And they go, "No, the trip's full." They didn't say it was first come, first served. So I have to go to Maggie and say, "You can't go to the panto with your friends." And I had to have serious peace talks. We had to meet up somewhere.
At a neutral location. The Saudis broken it.
Hague or somewhere. Yeah. And then we'll chat it over. And then, you know, I've got a lot of work to do. I've got a lot of bridges to build in that department because I've really let her down. But in my defence, the school should have said, "It's first come, first served.
Yeah.
If you want to go, buy your ticket."
But obviously all the dads that really love their daughters got in there early.
Exactly.
The ones who really cared about their children's welfare.
I really feel like I am doing badly and I've got to do something in these peace talks to turn it around.
So what olive branches have you... What did you... I want to get inside these negotiations.
Yeah.
Take us inside the room where it happened.
I started off with, "Look, I'll try and get you a ticket to the panto, you can go on the same day." She's like, "No, it's all about getting the coach there with my friends. It's a day out. I don't want to just arrive there and see them," and that's fair enough. And then I said, "I'll take you to the panto another time." She's like, "No, I don't really want to go to the panto. It's a day out." And then I was like, "Oh."
She's playing hardball, man.
She is. She's got really...
She's got the upper hand in these negotiations.
She's a tough negotiator. She really is negotiating hard. So I don't know. I might have to take her to the cinema or something. I mean, I don't know, but nothing's going to come close.
Wow. You're going to have to make a big and real offer.
I really do, yeah. I'm struggling in these peace talks. I really am.
This is... I'm fascinated by the diplomacy.
It's my fault, though. That's the problem. And, you know, I've admitted that. I've apologised, you know. I've held my hands up and said, "Yeah, the school should have told me it was first come, first served, but it's my mistake."
Goals, 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 Dyson.
Yes, goals in the Championship. Leicester are 1-0 up against Ipswich already. Bobby De Cordova-Reed, remember him? He scored for the Foxes. And Hull have got a second. Both goals from Joseph. 2 in 13 minutes from Joseph in this festive football special.
Joseph at Christmas.
Nice to see, isn't it?
Nice for Joseph to score at Christmas once. We're asking you about the last time you needed peace talks. Tom says, "At work, I sort of lost it, but people said it was needed."
All right, okay.
Conflict resolution training in full flow.
Oh, no, HR have been called in. He must have had a proper falling down moment then, I suppose. "I sort of lost it."
That means you fully lost it.
He sounds like... I wonder if it was at the Christmas party. Imagine
people do. People lose their minds at Christmas parties.
Yeah, and they shutting their mouths off to the wrong people. It's a dangerous place.
Christmas parties, people run their mouths.
Yeah.
Or they get frisky.
Yes, yeah.
It's either conflict or it's romance or...
Yeah, there's also...
Photocopying parts of themselves.
Yeah, they're still as bad as they used to be, are they? I suppose there's not as much drunkenness, is there, at Christmas parties now? Will, you went to the work one here. Was it raucous?
It was pretty flat, to be honest.
Pretty flat. Oh, whatever you...
Pretty flat. Text us on 8-12-15. What has happened at your Christmas party? Have you got any Christmas party gossip? Because it must be going off out.
Yes, yeah. Who's lost it at the Christmas party? Because peace talks post-Christmas party must be going on.
They've got to be happening across
not
the country.
Just Tom. Lee says, "I beat my boss at pool last night at the Christmas do. He drank up and left. We all had a good night after."
Ooh, what a touchy boss.
Yeah. Well, it's a weird one to have a pool competition at a Christmas party, isn't it, I suppose? But, you know. So, well, once he leaves...
Is that weird?
I suppose if you're in a pub, I don't think it's traditionally a time of like, "Right, everyone, we're here for the Christmas drinks. Let's all have a game of pool."
Okay, what would you rather do, that or karaoke?
Karaoke.
Would you?
Yeah, that's much more Christmas party, isn't it, than playing pool. All standing around watching your boss play pool. It'll be weird.
I agree with that. But I find karaoke tricky. I like to watch other people do it. I don't like doing it myself.
No, I mean, yeah, but it's more of a fun traditional Christmas party thing, isn't it?
What would you sing?
What would I sing? Mm. Probably some Chaz and Dave.
Probably some Chaz and Dave. Rabbit.
Rabbit. Margate. No, there ain't no pleasing you.
Beautiful. Oh.
What a song that is. What about you?
I'd probably go for Sideboard Song.
Oh.
If it was a Chaz and Dave song.
Right, okay. Oh, nice. Wow. Yeah. We just have a proper knees up.
I'd just go for Oasis or Dire Straits or something.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. But better than playing pool is what I'm saying. But
yeah, I think it's odd to have too many activities.
Yes, yeah. It's just about the drinking.
Go out, exactly.
Yeah.
And then that's when the gossip happens.
But it's right, the bosses should leave pretty early. I think that's best for everyone, isn't it? You don't want to see a boss losing it.
Keep it going.
I thought it was quite subtle, that.
It wasn't.
It's a lovely ending to a song, that, isn't it?
Do you remember? Rock and Roll Football, by the way,
yeah.
On Absolute Radio, Matt Ford and Matt Dyson. Panpipes.
Oh, yeah.
About 30 years ago, were everywhere.
Yes, yeah.
You had panpipe players in every city centre in the UK.
That's true, yeah.
And panpipe albums, you get... I would buy them, I liked them.
Would you?
Yeah, it was like movie themes played on the panpipe, so well, I took my breath away by Berlin.
I thought
it was
the sort of thing you'd hear in a lift, panpipe music, like Muzak.
Yeah, but do you know what, sometimes... I think...
You're right, though.
They model stuff on that,
they
don't
disappeared.
You?
It was around the time of Magic Eye Pictures. There were Magic Eye Pictures in the town
pipes.
Square and panpipes. And now you don't see any of them anymore.
No.
It's like white dog poo, isn't it? Bring them back. Where's it gone? Where have they all gone?
I think we should do a humming album.
Okay, you
of
are.
Matt Dyson hums.
Oh, yes.
Fleetwood Mac.
But you're good at harmonising, so you could harmonise on the hum if we both worked on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not bad.
A barbershop.
It's better than whistling, isn't it? I think.
Whistling's more annoying, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, more humming's right. Nice, relaxing.
Almost like
relaxing
whale music.
Sound. Oh, there's a goal. There's another goal.
Oh, yeah, that's what we're here for.
Yeah. Humming along with the air horn now. Middlesbrough have scored a third. They're flying at the top, heading towards the top of the Championship. Coventry still 0-0. They're playing Bristol City, who aren't amazing this season, but are Frankie Lampard's boys in desperate need of a goal. And as the second halves get underway in the Premier League, Chelsea are 2-0. Look, we didn't get a chance to update you on the second Chelsea goal. Malo Gusto scored it. So Everton losing 2-0 at Stamford Bridge. Liverpool still 1-0 up against Brighton. Mo Salah came off the subs bench 26 minutes in, but hasn't done anything yet.
Text us on 8-12-15 with your Christmas party gossip. Someone here says, my name is withheld for obvious reasons.
Oh, spicy.
Here we go. At my party, my boss told me I need to make 50% of my team redundant in the new year.
What?
Oh, my word.
Wow, that is big stuff.
He's got to think about who I... He says you've got to use the Christmas period to think about who you want to let
thanks
go.
Thanks a lot, mate. That was
Merry Christmas, pal.
Ruined Christmas.
You've got to sack half of them.
I don't know, but at the party, it's a good place to, you know, to tick a few off the list, isn't it? Right, who's gonna stay up drinking with me?
I tell you what, it's low-hanging fruit for bad behaviour, because...
Yes, so if anyone's horrible to you, right, you're going to regret that, mate.
Yeah.
You're going to regret that. You in New Year, you're going to be sacked.
Man...
Whoa.
I can't believe that. Why do people do this at Christmas? Do it in the new year.
That's not right. That's not good management, is it?
Text us at 8-12-15 with your office costs. I remember going to a Christmas party years ago, and we had a team photo done.
Yeah.
It was one of those things where there was a photographer, like, oh, a team photo, you'll pay a five or whatever.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with that? Put it. You're not going to display that at home. It's just a photo of me and my colleagues on the mantelpiece. But the boss... We were all staying in a hotel and I was rooming with him, and he spewed everywhere, including on the photo. And he was like, you can't tell people I spewed on the photo. It became this massive conspiracy because people were going, where's the team photo? He's like, oh, I don't know.
Just one.
They're like, what has happened? I was like, well, I don't know what's happened to it. And I don't know why he didn't just say, I spewed on it.
Yeah.
No one would have minded.
It's not a good look, though.
But then all these alternative theories were like, he's just kept it to himself.
It's
like, he wouldn't have just kept it to himself.
Wow. Spewing on a team photo. What a way to end the Christmas night out.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Chrissy Hamilton is at the Ali Pally Darts on his work Christmas do. He says gossip to follow. Oh. Will we get anything in the next 45 minutes? We've also got other breaking news, Dan.
Yes, Chris Brecken has been in touch. He says he's just back from Australia, having suffered two test humiliations, but had a blast. The great country. Stopped at a local supermarket 5 minutes from home. Tonight I'm eating 10 mini battered sausages with chip shop curry sauce. P.S. I've bought 2 packs. That is a lot.
Why is nowhere else doing mini battered sausages?
I didn't know that existed.
This is the first I've ever heard of it.
Is that like in the picky bits section, like the picnic eggs, the tiny sausages? Mini battered sausages sounds amazing.
But why aren't chip shops doing that? You could get a bag of them, like chicken balls.
Yes. I saw someone on social media, lawn sausage, the Scottish delicacy. Pakora, lawn sausage pakora. Oh, I mean, imagine that.
I've had battered haggis, and that is...
Oh, it's so good, isn't it? Why don't more people do that? But yeah, you should be able to buy a battered sausage wherever you want, whenever you want.
Do you know what? What is the point in living in the United Kingdom?
Yeah, exactly.
If you cannot buy a mini battered sausage whenever and wherever you want.
Yeah, that's all we ask for.
Not being able to do that is an erosion of our fundamental freedoms.
Yes.
Oh, I get myself so riled up, you know. I think I would take to populism very easy.
You would, yeah, you'd do well on that.
I can see myself on Whitehall.
Oh, the mini battered sausage guy, yeah, vote for him. He's just like me. He's like a normal guy, like just like me, isn't he?
Normal, I mean, super morbidly obese because of all the battered sausages, but apart from that, he's a really normal guy. It is all going off, Dyson.
Yes, it's a second for Liverpool. Mohamed Salah came off the bench and he has got an assist. Ekitike scored it, his second goal of the game. Liverpool beating Brighton 2-0. Mo is all forgiven for Mo Salah now he's got an assist. I'm not sure, it might take a bit longer. Chelsea are still beating Everton 2-0 in the Premier League. Big goal in the Championship as well for the Coventry City have finally made the breakthrough against Bristol City. They're 1-0 up, top of the table, with Middlesbrough breathing down their neck. It gives them a little bit of room now.
Coventry, obviously, a link to what we've been talking about.
Ah, yes, the Binley Mega Chippy.
I'm a working man from Lancashire. I want a chippy tea.
Oh, everyone's having a chippy tea tonight after all the battered sausage chat. They sell them in Co-op, apparently. A lot of people sharing images with us of their battered sausages that you can buy in shops. Thank you to Chris, who sent us the Co-op version. You get Harry Ramsden's versions, but I didn't know they existed until today.
Alison in Coventry says, I'm eating M&S mini chicken Kievs on a whole pack of best ever pigs in blankets. Nom, nom, nom. What a great day you're having.
Yes.
Sat at home listening to absolute stuff in your face with chicken Kievs and pigs in blankets.
Brilliant. Yeah,
this is the pinnacle of Western civilization.
It is. Lovely to pay.
You're living a better life than Brunel did.
Yeah, that's true, I suppose. Yeah, is that how you base everything? Well, how was Brunel compared to
me? How does your life
me?
Compare to Brunel? But do you know what I mean? Like, at that point, people said that's the pinnacle of engineering.
Yeah, yeah. Now
and
look
now,
at us.
Alison in Coventry is sat there with the radio on,
mini chicken
pigs and blankets,
Kievs.
Mini chicken Kievs.
Yeah.
They never saw that coming.
No, I know. They're making everything mini now, aren't they?
Mini or jumbo? Which way are you going to go?
Yes, you've got to go one way. Choose a lane.
Jumbo.
Choose a lane.
Upsize. Yeah, upsize, yeah. Don't dance. Especially
I know, but I like more. If you get small battered sausages, you get more batter for your buck. So that's what I'm thinking, because they're individually battered.
So you're like, almost like, you know, when a killer whale just leaves its mouth open and the plankton just drifts towards
krill.
It.
Yeah.
Krill! You're like so that, like, but with mini battered sausages.
Yes, I'm like a basket shop, yeah.
Action in the Championship, Dyson.
Yes, an equaliser for Charlton Athletic at Birmingham. It's now 1-1. Also, Portsmouth have got an equaliser at home to Blackburn Rovers. It is 1-1 there as well. Middlesbrough and Coventry still winning. Yes.
Oh.
Exciting day of football.
Chris, who tweeted the picture of the mini battered sausages, says, buy three, get one for free.
Oh, wow.
That's the deal.
That's an unusual one.
Four for
the price of three. That's not a bog off, is it? No, but it's good. There's a lot of battered sausage, that is.
He goes on to say, like age, obesity is just a number.
Your BMI index number, yeah.
Just a number.
Right. He's right, yeah. It's just
in many ways, it is a number. That is irrefutable.
It's a good point, good point.
It's such a good point.
It is, isn't it?
And if you think about it like that, you're like, it's just a number. Don't worry about it.
My cholesterol count is just a number, mate.
I feel like I have to say, Be healthy.
Yeah. Eat sensibly.
I feel like I'm undermining everything that we've been talking
but
about.
Get themselves a chippy tea.
Get themselves a chippy. But just in moderation.
Yes. Don't
just once a week
day.
Do stuff
don't
like
have a
that.
Chippy tea every night. Just Friday nights. You're
just
within
Friday
your
nights.
Eyes.
You're within your eyes on Friday nights. But just have, you know, veg.
Yeah,
have whole
some
foods.
Veg. Get mushy peas. Yeah, I'm not saying that.
Mushy peas. Do you eat veg in the week then?
Yeah, of course I do.
Okay. I don't know why I'm picking on you. I'm just worried about people's health.
Yeah, you should try and eat more veg and legumes and stuff like that. They're good for you, aren't they?
Legumes. What's legumes?
Like beans and pulses and stuff
not
like that.
Peanuts are a legume.
Are they? Are they? I don't know.
They're also, I'm allergic to them.
Yeah, okay, yeah. But no, lentils are good though, aren't they? You must eat a lot of lentils.
I think so. Although some people struggle to, I don't know how I'm getting, some people struggle to digest them.
Oh, do they?
They can give them yeah, tummy cramps. So just be careful on them lentils.
Thanks for that warning. Charlie in Wigan has been in touch asking if Jamie Carragher was aware of the explosion in the sale of mini battered sausages in UK supermarkets. Could he be out there to tell us?
Look, I never heard of them. Look, I've got no shame. I'm not going to apologise for not hearing of them. Because I wasn't going to that part of the supermarket. Now, look, I was aware. Of course, we're all aware of normal battered sausages, like jumbo ones. You know, the chip shops that I grew up in the 80s, look, before the Premier League, jumbo sausages, they were bigger. And we all know it. Now, look, I agree with a lot of the changes that we've seen in chip shops since the pass back rule. Now, mini ones, some people say that you get more batter. All I would say is getting less sausage.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the danger is with that progress. I get it. Look, I get where FIFA are going on the batter argument. I'm not disagreeing with that. And Gianni Infantino, I think he's got a pot on batter. It's undeniable. You know, science just tells you it's the truth. I don't think FIFA have considered the impact on the sausage. And for me, sausage is what it's all about. It's because, you get batter on other products. Yeah. I've seen them. Potato fritters. Kievs, you know, it's in a chip shop. The fish, it's your number one thing.
Yeah.
Because actually, on the title of the shop, the sausage's not getting looking.
No, it's
not
point,
fish
yeah.
and chip and sausage shop.
Yeah.
So I get that.
Yeah.
I totally get it, but I think for me, I want more meat in my mouth
yeah.
as a ratio.
Yeah.
I think particularly when you're away from home, you need to look at how much meat you're going to be taking on those cold nights in Stoke, because how much are you going to keep what? And the batter goes cold quick.
Yeah,
the meat's the hot stuff.
Sucks up, yeah, yeah.
So that's my concern.
Valid point.
5 minutes later, I'd like to apologise. I want to apologise to mini battered sausages. It was an emotional reaction. I'm actually fully on board.
Rock and roll football. Podcast done.
Well, are you going to make batter part of your daily routine?
I try to, you know, whenever possible, I'll whip up a batter.
Are you good at making it from scratch?
I find if I go off, if I start improvising on batter, if mm-hmm. I don't use the exact scientific levels of flour, milk and egg, I'll get it wrong. So I think it's one of those where you do have to follow a recipe.
What I mean is you're not using Aunt Bessie's premix.
Sacrilege.
Yeah.
Never. Not that I've got a problem with the Bessie Corporation, but... No.
Or any of them. We only ever hear about Aunt Bessie.
No, yeah, never hear about Uncle.
What about Uncle Bessie?
Uncle Bessie. Harry Ramsden, Uncle Harry, I call him. He does a great job. Because they fry the batter in beef dripping, don't they? Makes a big difference.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. That's where you can smell it in the air, can't you? The beef dripping. Sorry if there's any vegetarians out there, but it adds an extra level.
I never knew that. So what, you can smell it in the air when you're at Harry Ramsden's?
Yeah, outside of Harry Ramsden's or any fish and chip shop that's got beef dripping, you can smell it.
And it's just a beefier smell, I guess.
Yes.
Like just, gravy.
It just adds an extra level of flavour to the batter.
But for the veggies, obviously they've got to be wary of this.
Yeah, you probably would have to check. Yeah, you would say, I don't want any of that beef.
Guys, if you are a vegetarian, do check with your chip provider first.
Yeah, please do, yeah. A sensible warning. Well done, Fordy. Well
said. Be chip aware. See you next week.
Start managing your data, not your infrastructure. Unified, simple, secure. Welcome to Data Done Right. Only with the Pure Storage platform. Get started at purestorage.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.